The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go.
Well, hello, everyone.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning. This is Lynn.
And Bev.
And together we are Stuff. And we are brought to you by, well, we're not brought to you, well, we're brought to you by a lot of people, but we are on the radio, WTBR, 89.7 FM. And we are eating carrot cake. And
it's
we have another station in Lee.
Number 88.1 WSBR.
And we are happy about eating carrot cake because even though there's about 4 cups of sugar in here, there's carrots
in
here.
Oh, is that all?
Well, it's got brown sugar, it's got confectionery sugar.
My God.
And the frosting, and then you have sugar in the cake. Carrots are also sugar, but carrots are healthy. So I'm just going to say that
they kind of outweigh
healthy.
Each other. Compromise.
Do you really taste carrot?
I did.
Did you?
Yes.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear. You know?
Did you?
I think I just did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's good.
It's homemade, too.
It's homemade, that's right. All right. You have true or false?
I have true or false. I have 3.
Alrighty.
2 are true and 1 is false.
All righty.
Question 1. Chocolate was once used as currency. Question 2. Ancient Egyptians believed in more than 2,000 gods. And question 3, the Bible was originally written in Latin.
Okay. And one is, what is it again, false?
One is false, 2 are true.
Okay. I think I know that one. We'll see.
Okay.
I may not.
Who knows?
Before you criticize someone, this is our quote of the day, you should walk a mile in their shoes. Oh, I think I read this one before. That way, when you criticize them, you are a mile away from them and you have their shoes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Did I read that before?
Yeah.
It's worth reading again. Who's Jack Handy?
He was a comedian. Big man.
I don't remember
SNL.
Him.
SNL.
Jack Handy?
Candy?
Handy.
Oh, Handy.
H-A-N-D. Hand,
oh,
like
no,
your hand.
I don't know.
Jack Handy.
I thought you said Candy.
Candy. He passed away, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did. Yes. John Candy.
Was it John?
John Candy.
Well, I was wrong on
and
both points.
And he passed. Oh, that's okay.
You brought, I can live with
he
that.
He was a funny, funny man, but too bad, huh? All right.
I have... trendings, things that are things that are selling extremely well and things that are trending.
Oh.
And a lot of this could be for kids.
Oh, that'll be fun to hear.
Like Aldi is dropping the price of its 10-person Thanksgiving dinner by $7. So if any of you are thinking about doing that, you better hurry up.
And we have an Aldi's here.
Yep. Now,
a 10-person Thanksgiving dinner, that's got to be a big turkey.
This comes from the show of the Today Show. So don't call us if it doesn't happen. It's all their fault.
Yes, you need to contact Al Roker.
Yeah.
And tell him. All right. So I have some things that I'm going to try to explain. 10 fun crafts, fun crafts you can make out of trash.
Oh, okay.
All right.
That sounds fun.
So the first one is a wine bottle tiki torch. It says, in the summer, illuminate your backyard barbecue nights with these fun tiki torches. They're made from used wine bottles. All it takes are some items you can find at your local or online hardware and craft stores, including the little wick that you need, a copper coupling, some thread seal tape, which is like, I think, plumber's tape.
Yeah.
For an added bonus, you can use a citronella tiki torch fuel inside to make your mosquitoes, your mosquito repellent. And they're really cute. And it's just the different color wine bottles and the tiki torch on the top, and it's lit. And it looks really easy to make, you guys. So just want to just kind of let you know.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, and if you go, you know what? If you go to the website ehow.com and you look these up, it actually... It gives you the directions.
Plus
and,
pictures.
Mm-hmm. And then lists the materials you will need and what they are and where you can get them.
Okay. Ben's Original recalls three rice products due to potential presence of rocks.
They recalled it?
They recalled it.
Ouch.
Any rice product... And, I mean, that's all Ben does, right?
Rice.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder how the rocks would get... How does... Okay, I know you're going to think this is an odd question.
How did the rocks get in the bag? I don't know.
Rice is in water.
Yeah.
So I know that when I buy lentils... Or to make lentil soup,
yeah,
very rarely, but they always say to, or any kind of bean, they say to look through it and rinse it and make sure that there aren't any little pieces of rock or pebbles in it.
Oh.
Yeah. I've never done that with rice, though.
Well,
so that's a recall.
That's a recall.
Check your rice. How do we know which box? Is there a number?
It doesn't number? Say.
So it just doesn't throw... Say. Throw the box away or dump it out and check and see if there's anything in there.
Yeah.
At least it's not a chemical or a poison, right?
Right.
So you can make yourself and your kitty cat a cardboard bus cat house. This thing is adorable. It's, I'm just looking for the picture here. It's really cute. So it's a cardboard box. And if you look, if you go to ehow.com, you can see how they cut it and how they painted it. It's a little, they've got a little Volkswagen symbol on the front. They have a license plate that has the name of the cat on it.
Aww.
It has little wheels and in the cardboard, not real wheels on the bottom. It lays
right.
Flat on the ground.
Yep.
And then inside there's the cat litter box. And then on the door, there's two doors that open side by side. And there's a little towel hanging on the door, a little pink towel.
Oh, my God.
But I'm sure it's not a real towel. And they show the cat coming out. And what's really, really the thing that makes it so cool, too, is that when the cat comes out, there's a little rug that the people made that can... Wipe their little feet on the little rug when they come out of the litter box.
They were that smart.
It's real. Now, come on. We're talking about good, happy cats. Picture the cat rubbing its little feet, licking its little feet.
Yes,
cleaning
ma'am.
Them all off.
Yes, ma'am.
It's really cute. Ehow.com for this stuff.
Okay. Taco Bell brings back crispy chicken, introduces a new hot sauce. It's buffalo sauce, the Taco Bell way. I don't know what that's going to mean. So if you like Taco Bell, their crispy chicken is back.
Do you like Taco Bell?
I wouldn't eat their crispy chicken.
No, you wouldn't. What would you get?
A burrito.
They've got what's in it? Vegetables.
Beans.
Beans.
Rice.
I have yet to go to the Taco Bell here.
There is no Taco Bell here.
Yes, there is.
I thought they closed it.
Taco Bell?
Oh, maybe not.
Chipotle.
Chipotle closed, yes.
Taco Bell, anytime I come out of Hubbard Avenue, mm-hmm, near Walmart, mm-hmm, that intersection, Taco Bell's always got tons of cars in the drive-thru. Always. I don't understand.
It's good. It's good.
Is it? I had it one time when they had it in a different location, a smaller location.
Yeah.
And I went through the drive-thru, and whatever I bit into was just not good. Something hard, and it wasn't good. I know it was a mistake. Oh. I don't even know, and I haven't been back. But I do like Mexican food, and I've got to do a plug.
Okay.
There's a Mexican restaurant on Main Street in Lee, kind of across from Salmon Run. There's a little Chinese restaurant next to it. And it's before you go to the end of Main Street. It's before the park.
Okay.
It's on the right-hand side if you're going into Lee from Pittsfield. And it's so good. And I don't even remember the name of it. It's not agave. It's another one. Agave is good, too. But this place, oh, my goodness. I don't even know what I got. I think it was an enchilada or a burrito.
Yeah.
Or something. It was huge. Filled with vegetables, and if you get chicken, you can get shrimp, and covered with this cheese sauce.
You like a cheese.
That's to die for.
Oh, my God. Dunkin's Halloween menu includes new latte, Munchkin's bucket, and spider donut.
Cute. Spider donut?
A spider donut. A big spider donut.
What kind of a latte?
New one.
A new one. Maybe pumpkin, because I know they have pumpkin. That would fit, right? What other kind of Halloween? Oh, candy corn latte. Maybe they have a candy corn latte.
You'll have to go and find out.
Do you think that the different colors on the candy corn taste different?
No.
I don't either. Did you ever try it?
Yes.
They don't.
They don't.
They just color them.
No, they just grow that. Well.
Well, they make the each sugar piece is, it, you know.
I almost said they grow that way.
I had a thought. I thought, what is so funny? But I'm going to laugh right along with her. What is so funny? But they, yes, Bev, they grow them that way. They grow. Some are in the field, and some are from trees. That'd be kind of cute.
Okay.
Little candy corn bush. So I know they color the sugar when they make the pieces of corn, but how complicated would it be for them to have to flavor each layer? Like the tip would be chocolate.
I don't know how they do them.
The middle would be orange and the bottom would be white. It's vanilla.
Yeah.
But I don't think they go to all that trouble because who cares?
Now you've got me curious as to how they do that.
Yeah. Hey, Marie. Hey, Patty. Hey, Mary. Hey, Emily.
You all know.
Carl. Come on, Jason. Look it up. Let us know how they make candy corn. Well, I know how they make Easter eggshell vases.
Okay.
You poke a hole in a raw egg.
I'm surprised you said vases.
Vases?
Isn't Massachusetts the Vosges?
I don't know.
Capital?
I say vase.
Oh, okay.
But I say aunt, and I had somebody think I was a little stuck up because I said aunt. I was trying to speak with an English accent.
Yeah.
You know, UK.
Yeah.
And I said, well, and they say aunt. And I said, I didn't really think about it. I just was always brought up as aunt. I wonder if that's a European thing.
It might be, but.
Because my family's from Italy, so aunt. Do you say aunt or aunt?
Well, I used to say aunt, but I don't anymore. I say aunt.
Well, it's A-U-N-T. aunt.
As in auto.
Auto. Aunt. Auto aunt. Auto. So you want to make these Easter eggshell vases. You get the egg. You tap a little hole in it, big enough for everything to be brought out. Rinse it out. Then you make the hole a little bit bigger so that you can put water in the eggshell and flowers in it. And it actually showed a picture of a little dish that's like a little... It looked like an egg carton.
Uh-huh.
You could use an egg carton.
Sure.
You could spray it or paint it.
Sure. Sparkle it.
I would probably use a cardboard egg carton.
Right.
And then you put the little eggs in with the little tiny flowers in there, and it looks really cute. It looks really cute for a little centerpiece. Here, you want to see? I have my Kindle here. Look at that. Isn't that cute?
They're adorable.
And they painted the eggs different colors. Or, you know, this is a really light blue egg. There are chickens that lay light blue, light green, very, very light. Maybe that's what they did here. They have those chickens.
Cool.
All right.
Smucker's sues Trader Joe's over crustless sandwiches.
Oh, I thought you were going to say there was a recall.
Nope.
Smucker's sues Trader Joe's
over crustless sandwiches. Apparently, Trader Joe's thinks that they came up with the idea, and Smucker's says no. So I don't know who's winning.
I have to say, my mother came up with that idea. She cut my crust off. How many mothers in history have had to cut the crust off?
All of them.
So who really started it? Who's really the one that should be getting the kickback? Did you ever cut the crust off of your bread?
Yeah. Greg used to do it too.
Why do we do that?
I don't know. It's
not funny. Like little tea sandwiches.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't do it anymore. I don't think I even did it for a very long time. I think I might have done it only because of a story that my mother told us about these little girls that would come to school, these little twins, I think they were, and they had little cute little dresses on and all, and they'd have their lunch, and they'd take their lunch out of their little bag or pail or whatever they had. And they had these little tiny sandwiches with the crust cut off, cut at a diagonal, and they would pick the little sandwiches up and take a little bite of the little sandwich.
Were they cucumber sandwiches?
I think not. So my mom, being from an Italian family, my grandmother would take a huge chunk of Italian bread, shove the sauce and the meatballs in it and the sausage or whatever, put the other piece on top, wrap it up, and give it to my mother to bring to school. So she'd unwrap her sandwich that I would assume is wax paper.
Uh-huh.
And she would go to pick up her honking big grinder and pick it up, and her meatballs would fall out and they'd be sauce all over. And she asked her mom if she could have the little tiny sandwiches like the little girls did and not have this big honking hoagie.
And
my grandmother got a hold of some bread and called her in and said, "You want to see?" And she took the bread and she smashed it up and she made a little tiny ball out of it. Remember sunbeam bread? You could make a little tiny ball. And she said, "Nunji, you wanted this in your stomach. Nunji, you wanted this." That was the end of it.
Get it whether you squish it or not.
I don't think that matters. I think in her mind, homemade bread is better than the bread you can smash up and make a little tiny ball out of. So that's my story.
All right. Lay's rebrands because customers apparently didn't know chips were made with real potatoes.
Really?
Yeah. I guess that's like with the chocolate milk from the brown cow.
Yeah. Yeah. What did they think they were made out of?
I don't know.
Because they've always been potatoes, right?
Yeah.
I think. Hey, you want to make some hanging lanterns from soda cans? Don't throw out your soda cans. Keep a few. Why? Because believe it or not, they've got the potential to elevate your next outdoor party. With some twine, some soda cans, and some candles, you have a charming string of hanging lanterns for an air of calm outdoor ambience. And these are adorable. You take the can, you use whatever you use to cut aluminum, you cut lines around into the sides of the can, maybe 2 inches or an inch apart. Then you squish the can so those pieces you cut now fan out.
Right.
And they look like a lantern. And you put a little battery-operated tea light inside. Then you run a string through the flip top.
Okay.
So all the string goes through all the flip tops. Then you hang your string and you space your cans apart. And they're lit up. Isn't that cute?
They do look cute.
I wouldn't do it.
Why not?
Because I'd cut myself.
Oh, I do that on cat food.
Yeah, so we're not good candidates. Get it? We're not good candidates.
Ho 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 ha! These two are really good. TGI Fridays and other chains are offering free food to federal workers during the government shutdown.
Mmm!
Isn't that wonderful?
We don't have one here.
Nope. And M&M's will refill your candy supply for free if you run out on Halloween. Its Halloween Rescue Squad is returning for the third year in a row.
To here?
I have no idea
where.
Oh,
my gosh.
How you get it. Hello, M&M. I ran out. Come quick.
Would they get there on time? Wouldn't that be funny if they had little drones that droned around and just dropped the candy?
With the plural for drones?
They drone around. They fly around.
Yeah.
There's a woman, let me get this. There's a thing called a Thanksgiving drop. Did we read about that?
No.
The lady who, her and her husband used to drop Thanksgiving turkeys or hams from their airplane into areas that they didn't have a lot of food. And then I think her husband passed and she continued to do it. And it used to get funded, but now it doesn't. And she buys the turkeys and the hams or whatever.
Wow.
And she flies over these areas and they know she's coming. Mm-hmm. And they wait. And she drops it out of her little plane that she flies.
Oh, my God.
And delivers all these turkeys and hams and whatever she drops. Isn't that cool?
Wish we knew more about her and how to contact her so that she could get some more donations.
And some more dough.
Well, that went well.
You're helping me.
Famous Tom Cruise cake recalled over undeclared allergens. Aww. I can't stand it. Tom Cruise.
Said it really soft.
I know.
I don't like him either.
I don't know what this call is for.
What do you think of when he got up on the chair during a talk show and jumped up and down screaming?
Everybody uses that, and I think that he was a little mad.
I think he was an actor. I think he was acting.
Oh, sure.
I think, yeah, I don't like him either.
I don't mean mad, angry. I mean just...
Yeah.
Weird off.
But I tell you, we did see a movie because Mark wanted to go. He did a lot of the stunts himself, and that's just nuts.
That's why he is the way he is.
Yes. But then I looked online. Some of those stunts that look like they're stunts where he's hanging out of an airplane and stuff were done in a studio where And then I think AI was used to make it look like he was jumping out of the helicopter into the canyon.
Was it CGI?
Into the abyss.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know how much of that is really, oh my gosh, he's an awesome stuntman, or oh my gosh, they make him look like an awesome stuntman doing his own stunts, but he's really safe. Why? Now that we have shared cardboard, these are just more things you can do with cardboard boxes. These are adorable. You can make a stove for your kids to play with. It looks like a little oven with burners on the top. You can make a stackable washer and dryer that's really cute. You know, the reason I bring these up is you spend so much money on stuff like this for kids.
Right, when you can do your own.
And you can make these things, and it's so much more meaningful. And the kids can be a part of it, which I think is really cool. This is an I Spy bottle travel game. There are iPads and all kinds of things to keep them entertained, but this I Spy bottle game is made using clear glass or plastic bottles that the kids can help you make. And, oh, I don't know what they do with this.
Anyway.
I'm sorry. Oh, you know what they do? So they have a large bottle, and they fill it with rice, and then they put all kinds of little things in the bottle, and the kids have to find the little items and then match them to something they have on their iPad. Little horse, a little eraser, a little Lego. So I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, I'd never do it.
And yet. Okay.
Sorry.
McDonald's Boo Buckets, and I'm only reading this because I like the sound of Boo Buckets. McDonald's Boo Buckets are returning with two new faces, a cat and a zombie. And Burger King is launching four new menu items for Halloween. The Jack-O-Lantern Whopper has an extremely orange bun.
And we don't know what it's made out of?
I don't know. You probably.
Oh, food coloring. Oh, maybe carrots.
Maybe carrots.
Maybe carrots.
And Reading Rainbow is back. It's been 20 years after LeVar Burton stopped the show. And there's, didn't say who it was that's coming back in to take his place, but the program is coming back to TV.
Why did he stop the show?
Probably got tired.
Okay, I vaguely remember that show.
He did it for quite a while.
Yeah. I don't think that show was on when my kids were little. I think it was later. Mm. Because LeVar Burton is probably in his 60s, maybe.
Oh, I hope not.
Oh, wow, you think he's in his 50s, maybe?
Maybe.
Okay, that makes sense. Oh, well, I'm glad it's coming back.
Yeah, because it was a good show. It won a lot of awards.
Yeah. So you can make a wreath. This is really pretty cool. With recycled paper grocery bags. So you take the bag and you cut shapes, all the same shape of a leaf. So.
Okay. All right.
And then you put them on a wire ring. You layer them all in the same direction, going all in the same direction. Then you put little, they look like little pine cones, but they're actually part of the bag that you cut in a strip and you twist it around and you make it look like a pine cone.
Oh.
And you put that on there. And it's really pretty. And you can put candles in the middle and put it on your table.
That does look nice.
And this is ehow.com, because I know it's hard to do this on the radio, but you can look at these little ideas and they're not hard.
That sounds good. I like that idea.
Very cool.
Okay, Wendy is putting chicken tenders back on its menu with six new sauces.
Six?
Six.
Let's guess.
Nah.
Okay.
McDonald's is bringing back the Monopoly game after 10 years.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah?
I remember that. I think you had a card, and then when you went, you got little, I don't know if they were paper or cardboard or a little token that you'd match onto your card, and then when you...
Get a certain amount?
Certain amount, or it was pretty cool. I think that's how it went. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, over 10 years.
Now, Wendy, I think, has stopped serving breakfast.
In Pittsfield?
Yes. Because they can't get help.
Aww.
Yes. Isn't that too bad?
That
Friendly's,
is.
Friendly's can't do breakfast either because they don't have the help.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Because it's really limited where you can go for breakfast. And I loved Friendly's breakfast.
Friendly's breakfast isn't bad.
And I loved their pancakes. I know a lot of people didn't like their pancakes, but I did. So, this is really cute. If you would like to make centerpieces, you just get some plastic 1 liter bottles. You fill them with water. You can add a little food coloring if you like. Here's one I'm looking at. Someone put sand in it. So about 3 inches from the bottom is sand. And then on top of that, they put blue stone. And then they put a couple of shells in there. And then they floated a flower inside. And it looks really pretty. There's another one where someone put the plastic fake fall leaves inside one with a whole bunch of gold glitter. There's another one with just some artificial flowers. Some are tall, some are short, and they fill the whole bottle. So it's a real cheap way to make some centerpieces or things just to make your table look pretty.
Good for them.
Yeah. They're really cute.
Really crafty.
Yeah. They're just eHow. eHow.com.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a picture. Bev can see it. Aren't they cute?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Easy.
Sinclair and Nexstar are putting Jimmy Kimmel's late night show back on the air. The two local television giants pulled Jimmy Kimmel Live last week amid criticism of the host's comments about the assassination of Charlie Kirk, they're bringing it back.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I didn't know much about that.
I don't remember what he said. I don't watch the show. I wasn't really into the story, but he did apologize profusely and very emotionally about it. Hey, here's the thing. Comedians are comedians.
They're going to make jokes.
And you have to kind of understand that they're comedians, and sometimes they do that. And I think also the fact that I believe that he was sincere with his apology, and I think his apology should be accepted and not cancel his show.
Well.
And I'm glad they're bringing him back.
Yep. Do you ever go to Costco?
My son and I do, yeah. Rarely. He goes a lot. Why? Something good happening?
They have a 5-foot-tall chocolate advent calendar from Lindt for sale.
5 feet?
5 foot tall.
Lindt?
Oh, yes.
My gosh. How much is it?
It doesn't say.
Oh. 5 foot. You keep on talking. I'm going to look that up. So that's Costco.
Weighted blankets are still trending. Weighted hula hoops are a big thing now. But you know what's really good? Mom jeans are back.
Oh.
Yay.
I'm sorry, they're comfortable.
They are.
They're comfortable.
Tennis skirts are the rage now.
Tennis skirts?
Tennis skirts, because they have the shorts underneath them, and then you can wear them as short as you like.
Mm-hmm. at the right age, right?
Well, yeah. I don't think if you're 70, you're going to walk around.
Yeah.
Nanotape, also marketed as gecko tape or alien tape, is a synthetic double-sided adhesive tape, and it can be used to better organize spaces. You can hang items on walls or other around-the-house tasks, and the tape is unique in that it can be washed and reused without losing its stickiness, making it a premium product when compared with other adhesive options. That's
nice.
Nanotape.
Nanotape.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is, the Lint Christmas calendar. Well, this doesn't... Here it is. Lindor. Is it Lindor?
L-I-N-D-T?
Nope. Okay. So they've got this at Target, Walmart, and
Ooh.
BJ's.
Oh, my gosh.
And they've got a teddy bear. This one's a teddy bear calendar. $13.49, $12.50.
For 5 feet?
Oh, look at this. This, something just happened with my phone, and I, 97-ounce Lint Giant Advent Calendar, $202.99 at Costco.
Ooh, that's the one I was just reading about.
That's got to be really huge. The other ones that I was reading must be small.
Yeah.
But this is big. Wow, that's a big investment.
Do you ever try monk fruit? Do you even know what it is?
I've heard of monk fruit, and I think they make some sugar out of it, too.
It says classic monk fruit from China for centuries has been used to fight colds and help with digestions. However, in recent years, it's found new life as a sweetener and in beverages.
Yes, monk fruit. I don't know if I've ever had it. Have you?
No. I've never seen it, had it, or whatever.
So here's another. Here's a Lint Teddy Bear Advent Calendar, Assorted Chocolates, $22.69 at Costco. But this isn't the one that's 5 feet tall.
Okay.
I think the 5 foot tall one is the 200 and whatever.
Yep.
That's a lot of chocolate, but that's good chocolate.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee. Wonder what happened to those great local PCTV channels? Did you lose them? No worries, they're still there. Go to cable channels 1301, 1302, and 1303 to watch the best local content on television. News and information, sports and entertainment, city council, school committee, July 4th parade. It's all there waiting for you. Pittsfield Community Television. For over 30 years, we are still your local television.
Larry Kratka here on 89.7 WTBR, getting ready for another 2 hours of amazing oldies that you could hear twice, Saturday afternoons at 4 p.m. and Monday mornings at 10 a.m. Remember those old 45 RPM records you had when you were a kid? Well, I have mine, and I'll play them for you twice a week. Nothing but old 45s. Saturday afternoons at 4 with an encore presentation Monday morning at 10 a.m. here on Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
And we are back.
We are back on the air. This is the second half of Stuff. I am still Lynn.
And I'm still Bev.
And we are still Stuff. And, yep, we're here every Thursday morning, and we need to know what is possibly true and what is possibly false.
Well... Question one, chocolate was once used as currency. Number two, ancient Egyptians believed in more than 2,000 gods. And number three, the Bible was originally written in Latin.
All righty then.
Two of those are true and one is not.
One is not, which means it is false.
Yes.
Hey, I just want to remind all of you about the Halloween costume that I think is really clever, where you make a whole loaf of toast and you put it all over you, and you wear a beret and a little skinny mustache, and you go as French Toast, you'll win a prize. Do you know you're taller in the morning than at night?
What do you mean you win a prize?
Well, if you're going to a Halloween party.
Have you talked to the hosts about this?
No. I don't even know where there is one. But it's clever.
It is clever.
It is. It's clever. I had a friend who dressed herself up as a vending machine. And I actually did that with Mark one year. We put candy all over the front of him and a little slot where the money would go. And the candy was just pinned. We just pinned the candy to his clothes in the wrappers.
Where was the slot?
Up by his chest. So
I thought you were going to say his mouth.
No. That would have been funny, though, to draw the slot. We had like a Milky Way, and we just figured out how to pin it through the wrapper on him, and he went as a candy machine.
What a sweetie.
Yeah. I thought that was, yeah. Yes. So you're taller in the morning than you are at night. It's a weird fact about the human body. When you wake up in the morning, you're about a centimeter taller.
It's because you're stretched out.
All night, yeah. Because at night you're lying down, your spine is stretched, your spine decompresses, but throughout the day, your cartilage between your bones gets squished and compressed. And ain't that the truth?
Have you ever used collagen?
Like cream?
Yeah.
No.
Apparently it's a huge seller right now, but what they want you to know is there's one called vegan collagen made by Vega Sports, and it's a big seller because most creams that you buy for collagen have animal fats in them.
Uh-huh.
And this does not.
So where do they get the collagen? Isn't collagen made from fat?
I would suppose.
Yeah. And what is it used for?
Your skin.
To make you look younger?
Sure.
Okay. Let's get some. Do you like Caesar salad?
Yeah.
I do too. Mark does too. You don't like it with anchovies, but I
do.
You think it came from where? Where did they start Caesar salad? What country?
Here.
Oh, really? Second guess.
China.
Okay. People think it comes from Italy.
Oh, well, I'm not people.
But you know where it was created? Tijuana.
Tijuana?
Mexico.
Oh.
By an Italian immigrant.
There you go.
An entrepreneur. His name was Cesar Cardini. On the evening of July 4th, 1924, Cardini, the owner of Caesar's Palace, was under pressure to serve an influx of Californians who were looking for a break from prohibition. On the fly, he whipped up a salad using romaine lettuce and whatever ingredients he had, which included garlic-flavored oil. He had eggs, Parmesan cheese, lemons, and Worcestershire sauce. Word traveled fast, and the Caesar salad became a sensation from coast to coast.
I always thought they used it. They made it because they could use up all the parts of the cabbage or whatever that you didn't want to keep.
Oh, because it's chopped up.
Yeah.
I like those parts.
Crunchy.
As long as it's cut up. I like my salad chopped up. Do you?
Yes. I like tomatoes chopped up.
Me too. Preferably. Yeah, because you didn't want my tomato yesterday.
No, because it was one big flat slice.
Me too. We should have chopped it up and put some salt and pepper on it. We should have eaten that thing.
There we should have gone.
We know better.
You know what CBD stands for, right?
CBD is... No, I know it's a cream. I know it's marijuana.
It's from marijuana. It's marked but it's a huge market for infused drinks. You can use marijuana to make drinks, and its popularity is part of a greater trend toward mood food. These popular products promise to help you sleep better, relax, and mellow out. CBD beverages come in a variety of different sizes and flavors, and they include everything from non-alcoholic wine to cold brew coffee to water to kombucha.
I'll be darned.
I'd like to know how they do that.
Well, my first thought is, oh my goodness, why do we need to do that? And then I think, man, but we drink people drink coffee to keep awake, right?
Yeah.
Sleepy time tea to help you sleep. I don't even know. Valerian, I think, is in the sleepy time tea. Melatonin, people use that. So you never know what's going to work for you, right?
Right.
The oldest goldfish guess that ever lived. How old?
10 years.
Well, in the UK, a goldfish named Tish, the beloved pet, yes, Patty, that is what I called you when we were kids, the beloved pet of Hilda and Gordon Hand, died in 1999, making her the longest living goldfish, according to the Guinness Book of World Records. 43 years old.
43.
They got Tish in 1956 when their son Peter won the fish at a fair.
Are they sure they didn't put metal inside of her so she wouldn't sink?
I don't know, but it was a fair.
Or she would sink?
She. Oh! It was a fair fish. Get it? Did you get it?
No.
The kid got it at a fair.
Oh.
It was a fair fish.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, you wonder if these people replaced the fish and just told. I mean, how does the Guinness Book of World Records know they didn't live with them for 43 years?
I don't know.
They may have just kept replacing the fish as it died and didn't tell the kid.
Yeah, but you got to give them credit for pulling one off.
Yeah, you really do.
This is something that bothered me a little bit until I finished reading it. There's for sale, and it's got a significant increase in interest. It's called Living Soil. And I was thinking, that's awfully macabre.
Mm.
But living soil all comes down to diversity. It's a variety of fungi, bacteria, arthropods, and more nutrients for plants to use.
Living soil.
Living soil. That's the name of the product.
So if you want that for your pots in your house or your garden or starting your plants in your house, you can use that instead of potting soil?
Yeah.
Wow. I bet that would be really cool.
But just the idea of living soil.
I know. It is. It's very strange. Mm. It's like a movie.
Yeah.
Living soil. Tune in tomorrow and have your socks scared off. Living soil. Andrew Johnson was buried with his head on. So here's the thing. When I read this, that's what I read. And then I saw it says, his head on the Constitution.
Oh.
The 17th president died on July 31st, 1875. And per his instructions, his body was wrapped in the American flag and a copy of the Constitution was placed under his head.
Aww.
Wow.
He must have been a really good president.
I wonder where he's buried.
Somewhere far away.
Did you ever think, oh, it'd be cool to exhume a grave and see, like, is the book still there?
No.
Do you think everything's still there? Probably not. In those days, you were in a wooden box, right?
Yeah.
So the bugs and the... Blah, blah, blah. Okay. Okay.
Magnetic eyelashes. It's a huge thing.
I've seen them.
I tried them, and I didn't like them.
Yeah.
But they're surging in popularity, and they are a relatively inexpensive, do-it-yourself alternative without the hassles of traditional fake eyelashes. There's no need for harsh adhesive, as the lashes attach with a magnetic strip or magnetized liquid liner. Stunning lashes can be achieved in just time. All you do is you put on the liner as you would for normal eyeliner, and you, I don't want to say pincers, tweezers to hold it close to it, and it's supposed to attach to that line you just drew and stick
there. Does it work?
Mine didn't.
I didn't know they had eyeliner that did that.
Yeah.
The one that I saw was at a flea market. You have to be really careful of these big old flea markets. You know,
yeah.
The big ones, the really big ones that take a day to go through indoors, outdoors, and they have the vendors and everything, and they're selling everything from peanuts to Bibles. You know, they got everything, sheets and tools and toys. And this lady had them on, and what she had was each eye has two pieces. The first piece goes in the top, and the second piece goes in the bottom. So you've got lashes on the top and lashes on the bottom, and then the two pieces click together.
Wouldn't that just close your eyes?
Well no, because so you take your top lashes. You have two pieces. You put it underneath your top lash and over your top lash, two pieces that lock together.
Oh.
But the thing was, it looks so heavy. It looks... Yeah, like that.
You'd have to blink a lot.
We need to do television. We need to do television. Yeah, but the magnetic eyeliner. And it didn't work, huh?
Not for me. Maybe I didn't do it right, but...
You know how we look back on ourselves when we were younger and say, how did I ever wear that?
Oh,
why
yeah.
did I ever do that? With my clothes or with my hair or with my glasses or with my shoes? What was I thinking?
I dyed my hair black.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was not pretty.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Blonde to black?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So I wonder if I would love to be alive to talk to the girls who are wearing the gigantic lashes right now, the thick, heavy, if they look back and go and think, what the heck was I doing?
They do, they're false, they're so obviously
false. Oh, yeah. It's really, really heavy, really big. I mean, I get the false eyelashes, yeah, but these are cartoony, kind of.
Yes.
Hey.
I agree with you.
Yeah. Oh.
Say what?
There's an orchestra.
Okay.
Made up entirely of typewriters. Have you seen it?
No.
Since 2004, the Boston Typewriter Orchestra has been playing concerts, making and performing music by only using vintage typewriters. The various sounds of clacking, sliding cartridges, bells, and spinning rollers contribute to the orchestra's unique sound, according to Ripley's Believe It or Not. And there's a picture. There's four people. They have all their old typewriters. That would be really cool to see.
Click, click.
That would be really
bing,
cool.
Click, bing.
So you need to look for it's the Boston Typewriter Orchestra.
Okay. Starbucks announces major store closures and layoffs. But
I read that.
But the changes are part of CEO Brian Nichols' $1 billion restructuring plan. So they're not going anywhere. They're just getting uplifted.
Did you have any more on that?
No.
I think what I read was they want to be able to offer Starbucks to all kinds of people, which he meant people who are handicapped. They want to have drive-thrus for every single Starbucks is what I read.
Uh-huh.
And I think that may be what he's doing. He's putting, because a lot of Starbucks are places where there's no drive-thru.
Right.
So I think he's adding, trying to figure out how to add the drive-thru so people can stay in their cars. And
cool.
I hope that's a true story because that is cool.
Yeah, that would be a big
help. I hope the people
help.
Who are laid off are getting paid somehow. Other than,
nice.
Other than...
Be friendly, be good.
Yeah, yeah. So, hey, this is weird. The Beatles officially broke up at Disney World, although they had unofficially gone their separate ways in 1970, the Beatles' legal dissolution didn't occur until December 29th, 1974, when John Lennon signed the official paperwork while he was vacationing at Walt Disney World with his family.
That was broken. That broke my heart when they dissolved.
Because you look at them and think, why?
I mean, they were doing so well, and, well, they still are in their own ways.
Mm.
I mean,
they were incredible.
Paul McCartney.
How old is he?
Oh, he's got to be 70, 80. If he puts on a show somewhere, anywhere, he's going to have huge crowd.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They were amazing.
And Ringo. Ringo is still alive, too. He was my favorite.
Ringo is alive?
Yes.
Oh. That's right. He travels. Didn't he come here? Wasn't he at Tanglewood with his band?
I think so.
I think he did come here.
Oh.
Sorry, I missed it.
Yeah. All right. True or false?
True or false?
Chocolate was once used as currency. The ancient Egyptians believed in more than 2,000 gods, or the Bible was originally written in Latin. Which one is false?
Three. I think the Bible was written in Greek.
Were you there?
No.
That's true.
Okay. Okay.
You're right.
Okay.
Okay. It's false.
Okay.
Chocolate was once used as currency, and ancient Egyptians did believe in more than 2,000 gods.
Mm-hmm. And I wish that we could use chocolate for money now. Hey, thank you guys for listening. WTBR 89.7 FM every single Thursday morning at 8:30.
We'll see you then. The views and opinions of this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.